Hello?
Yes, sir. You remember me, Jay, Steven?
Yeah.
We had a conversation.
Yeah.
Are you free right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so, which type of device you use? Like, is it an Android phone or an Apple phone?
Oh, I use an Android phone.
Okay, just hand me with your mobile phone and put me on the speaker right now.
Sorry?
Just handy with your mobile phone and just put me on a speaker. I told you about your IP address as it is not secured. Exactly. I told you, as you are in Australia, but your IP location is not secured. Is it showing somewhere else?
Okay. I have
put me on a speaker. Okay, put me on a speaker and just open your Safari.
Open my app or settings? Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Are you on the Google?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Just write there, my.
My?
Hello?
Yeah, good.
My. Did you type my over there?
Yeah, I did. M-Y, my.
Yeah, then give a space.
Yep.
Then give a type number one.
Number one?
Yeah, the figure one, not the word. It should be the figure.
Yeah, it is the figure, yeah.
Alright, then P. P for Peter, sir.
Yeah, P.
Yeah, then again give a space.
Yep.
Then type address, A-D-D.
Okay.
R-E-F-F, address, right?
Okay.
Now again give a space and then type country.
Address, country, okay.
Yeah, my 1P address, country. And now you will receive the results about your IP address information, right, sir?
Yeah, I did. So it's saying that I'm in the United States of America.
Yeah, that's the reason we have ringed you up, because we don't know. You are also not aware about the IP address changes that have been made behind you, right?
No, I am not.
Alright, because of those people, they are trying to also order some gift card behind you online over the internet. And we are not sure, like, how it could be possible for them that they are using your information without your permission, right?
Yeah, they are. I don't know who is doing this.
Alright, so we will help you to block all this transaction and change the IP address back to Australia, sir, alright?
Okay.
Alright, now you can remove that my 1P address.
Okay, I did.
From the Google. Alright, and type there ACSC Australia.
ACSC?
Yeah, ACSC Australia.
ACSC Australia, okay.
Now you can search for that, ACSC Australia.
Okay, I did.
Alright, now what do you see? Can you click on search?
Yeah, I have, and I see Australian Cybersecurity, Gov Cybersecurity, ACSC homepage.
Yeah, click on that ACSC homepage, because we are going to report a fraudulent activity, a cybercrime activity which has been attempted behind you, right?
Okay.
Click on that.
I did. By the way, no money has been cut from my account. I mean, no money has been withdrawn from my account.
Because you are not able to see that money has been not cut out from your account because of the IP address. Because those hackers are too smart. Until the IP address is swinging to United States, the funds will not be swinging up that it has been detected. Once it will be changed, sir, once your location will be swinging in Australia, you will be able to receive each and every transaction amount that was been tried to take out. So before the funds got passed to people, we need to block it, all right? So that once the IP address will be swinging back in Australia, the money will not be detected from your account, okay?
Okay, got it. So, okay, I opened the homepage.
Alright. Because, sir, the location, you see the IP address, country, what it was showing to you? It was showing to you the United States of America, right?
Yep.
Alright. Once because it should be currently in Australia. So how it is possible it's showing in United States? So that's the reason. Until it's showing you to United States, the money will be not missing from your account. But once it will be get changed, because those people are not allowing you to get all the notification. Otherwise, you will be aware about those activities. So that's the reason they are not allowing you to let know about those fraudulent things, right?
True. Yeah.
All right. Now, you can, on the ACSC page, what we are going to do, we are going to report the fraudulent activities, sir, directly to the Australian Cyber Security, all right?
Okay.
All right. Can you see the ACSC homepage? Click on that.
Yeah. I have clicked on it, yeah.
All right. Now, you can see the option there, get alerts on new threats, small, families. All right. Now, you can scroll down the page bottom a little bit. You can see top three things to protect yourself, sir.
Okay.
Can you see the top three things to protect yourself? Like the first thing is that to update your device to protect infinite information, right?
So should I click on get alerts on your site?
No, don't click on that. I will let you know which you need to click. Can you see the top three things to protect yourself?
Top three things to protect yourself?
Yeah, it will be bottom down somewhere. Scroll down a little bit the page. You might finding it.
Yeah, I do.
All right. You need to follow up the things in the near future. You need to apply them in your daily basis whenever you use your accounts and your banking, right?
Yeah.
All right. You can see that protect your account with multi-factor authentication, back up your data to the external or a hard drive. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
All right. Now, go to the extreme top of this page. On the ACSC page, go to the very top.
Just wait a minute.
All right. On the ACSC page, go to the very top of this page, sir.
So, I have gone to the very top of the page. I also saw the three options, update your devices to protect important information.
All right. Now, on the top of the page, you can see somewhere it says a report. REPORT report.
Report a cybercrime or cyber security incident?
Yeah, click on that.
Okay. I did.
Now, once you click on that, report a cybercrime or a cyber security, now you can see who are you reporting on a behalf of. A page will be appear on your screen like that.
Okay. So an individual, right?
Yeah, perfect, sir. An individual. You need to select an individual. Because the first thing that is, we are securing yourself by reporting to the Australian Cyber Security, all right, for the verification and for the investigation purpose.
Okay.
Now, once you click on an individual, you can see you will be reporting the cyber crime to the police to report cyber, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you can close this page. We have successfully reported. Now, the thing is that we need to secure your IP address and cancel up those transactions which was
attempted. Wait a minute. Okay. An individual report cybercrime to the police, right?
Yes. It has been reported, sir. As you select an individual, it has been automatically get reported. So don't worry about anything now. All right?
Okay. I've done that and the page currently open says that this is on a 24/7 monitored system. If this is an emergency,
All right. You can close it now. You can close the ACSC page.
Okay, I have.
All right. Now, you need to go back to the, on your mobile phone, you do have a Play Store or an App Store, sir?
Yes, I do have a Play Store, yeah.
All right. On the Play Store, you need to search for Zoho. Z-O-H-O. Zoho.
Z-O-H-O. Zoho. Okay.
Yeah, you can search. You can see the Zoho Assist customer. All right.
Zoho. I see Zoho project.
No.
Zoho Mail. Zoho CRM.
No.
Zoho invoice. I don't see Zoho customer.
Okay. What did you type in? Is it Z for zebra? Z for zebra.
Yeah. Yep. Z-O-H-O, Zoho.
Yeah, then give a space and then type assist or type customer.
Zoho assist. Okay, so Zoho assist, remote desktop.
Yeah, click on that.
Okay.
Now you can see any option, there is an install button, sir. Because the cyber crime security, the ACSC will be securing your IP address and detecting those people from your network and try to track them with the real-time monitoring security. Okay?
Okay, so I have installed that. Should I open it?
All right. Yeah, click on open. Once you click on open, you will be getting security numbers over there, a one-time security session number. Okay?
It says to sign up.
Beg your pardon?
It is asking me to sign up or sign in.
No, don't click on sign up. Click on cancel.
Click on cancel. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Now, you can see it's asking you to enter your email, right?
So there are only two options, sign up or sign in. There is no cancel option.
Can you see it says enter your email? Somewhere it says enter your email, right, sir?
No. It doesn't say anywhere enter your email. It just says that sign in or sign up.
Okay. Close this page. Close it.
Okay, I have.
All right. Now, open up your home screen and check the application it has been added on your home screen, right, with other apps. The Joho, the main one. All right. Now, try to open up from there.
Joho Assist, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Perfect.
Yeah, I did. Again, it says the same thing. Sign up or sign in?
Okay, on the top, can you see it says enter your email or anything like that?
No. It's empty. It's all empty. It says nothing.
It's asking you to sign in or sign up?
You can do either of them. Sign in or sign up.
Okay, can you see skip or cancel any option like that? Nothing.
No, there's only one option under the page, that is take a tool. And it just shows basic information about the app.
Okay. Close this app, sir. It might be not working. You have downloaded the Joho Assist customer app, the green one, right?
No, Joho Assist remote desktop.
No, you go back to the place, delete it. Remove, uninstall this application, uninstall that.
Joho Assist customer, right?
Yeah, Joho Assist customer.
Okay. So customer app. Joho Assist. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, just wait a minute.
Alright. Because we need to block all the transactions by those people which have been attempted, because they have also tried to withdraw some gift card, and they are trying to redeem those gift card in United States of America where your IP address was showing up. Alright?
Okay. So will I get my money back?
Yeah, definitely, sir. We will be help you while how the process, the cancellation, directly from the website from where those people purchased those gift card. From that website, we will be cancelling your ID under your name, all the things which have been created. So we will help you how you can do that. So it might take some time, but you need to just cooperate us so that we can go further, all right?
No problem. Okay, now just please enter your email. So should I enter my email?
No, don't enter your email. You can see there will be a small X on the top. On the same box, enter your email.
Yeah, I have.
Alright, now it will ask, it's asking you to enter a session key. There will be a key page numbers coming up right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. On the enter session key, I will be providing you a security session number. Wait, we need to generate it from the security server. Now, successfully a security session has been generated for you. Now, type the number 587.
587.
Yeah, 208.
208.
Yeah, 2698.
2698.
Yeah, perfect. Now you can see the option below there. Now in the green is highlighting join. Click on join.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Once you press the join, do let me know what is coming up on the screen.
Overlay permission, deny or grant.
Yeah, click on grant. Permission, because the ACSC, the Cyber Security Center, the Australian Cyber Security is now monitoring your IP address, your network, okay?
Okay.
Now what do you see, sir? The next option.
Allow remote access.
Tap on allow. And you can see I understand terms and condition. I have read the terms and condition. Tick on that.
I have. And I have allowed the access.
All right. Now click on Start Now or Start Broadcast. You can see any option called Start Now.
Yes. Yeah. Start Now. Right. Perfect.
Now, what do you see on the screen?
Add an available for this device to allow remote control access technician. We have to download our free add-on. Would you like to download it now?
Click on later. Click on later.
Okay. Later.
All right. Now, wait. You will be getting some notifications, sir, over the recorded line, okay? So, wait while you receive any notification, wait, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you receive any notification, do let me know on the same screen. Is something coming up?
Yeah, welcome to ACFC Security Servers.
All right. Now you understand, sir, exactly what is going on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If there is anything coming up, sir?
Our customer remediation specialist team is here to help you. That's what it says here.
All right. All right. Just wait. You might be getting some more notifications, sir.
Yeah, we collect and store IP address for security and various purposes and it's described under the heading information collected by online service below.
All right.
Yeah,
you might, because this notification should be coming up too earlier, but that look, your IP address was been compromised, sir, that's the reason you haven't received anything, right?
Yeah, okay, so I don't know about this, but should I have been responsible for it or should it be the bank?
No, sir, you will not be responsible for anything because everything has been now secured as you have already reported on the cyber crime security portal, so don't worry about anything. If any single penny will be deducted, you will be getting. Now you can see the transaction messages has been coming up to you.
Yeah, our team is focused on identifying and fixing past mistakes, and then it says, Kohl's gift card ordered $500 for Eagle gift card. Woolworth gift card ordered $500, 5 gift cards.
Can you see all those things coming up?
Yeah, I can. Old gift card, gift card,
this, and you have never purchased all this gift card, right?
I have never have I purchased all of this gift card.
Wait. Is there something else coming up?
I think someone has been calling me, which has a private number.
Yeah, don't answer those calls. Now, those hackers, they might be, as your network is getting secured, so those hackers might be get aware that we are trying to track them so that they might be trying to reach you. So don't answer any calls, any unknown numbers, all right?
Okay, so this number has, like, they have been calling me for days, actually, and I have... So this was something which has a private number, so they have been calling you.
Yeah.
But I don't
all
know
right.
Who
so if you identify any numbers, any random numbers, you have never seen them or you never try to, you don't know those people who are ringing you up, make sure don't answer up the call. Because as you answer up the call, what happens is they're going to get connected to your network, to your IP address. Okay?
Okay. So my question is that because my job is such, I receive calls from a lot of unknown numbers, so...
All right. So what you need to do at the meanwhile, whenever like you receive any unknown numbers, all right, make sure you need to verify them. Like there are some applications that you can use to identify those numbers, right? You can download those apps to identify the numbers, right?
Okay, sure.
All right. Now... You will be receiving a cancellation email with the reference number, okay?
Okay, that's what it says here. Yeah, you'll be receiving a cancellation email with the reference number.
All right. Now, go back to the Google again. You haven't received any email, right? You haven't. Because, sir, your IP address is still in the United States of America, so we will help you to check that. You can go to the Google back again. Yeah. On the Google, type the validator.
Validator, okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Validator.
W3. Validator W3.
Okay.
Okay. What do you see now on the screen?
The W3C Markup Validation Service.
You are on the right page, so click on that.
Okay.
This is the website where you can search for the internet address, for the IP address or the web browser address. Now, you can see on this, when you open up this page, you can see somewhere called address with a white black line.
Yep.
Click on that address and just type in your email, sir. Type your email.
Okay.
You will be checking the status of your email while you are not receiving. Click on check.
Yes. It says here HTTP error 404 not found.
Now you understand. As you are checking the status of your email ID, you can see it's still showing you the error on your email when you are searching for the email on the website browser, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll close all the background pages from the Google, sir, one by one. Close everything on the Google.
Okay.
Each and every page, right?
Yeah. I did.
Now, check on your mobile phone if there is any eBay app installed. eBay application.
eBay on my mobile phone? No, I haven't installed eBay.
Alright. You haven't installed. Now, securely do one thing, sir. Log into your account and check once again if there is any money missing out or not. Alright?
In my account? Okay, just wait a minute.
Yeah. Like you use the app, sir, or like you log into the browser?
No, I use the app.
Alright, you use the app. And you have never logged in from the browser, right?
I might have, I don't remember it. I might have when I started my account. I might have, I am not sure.
Okay. Answer or like, you do use a card with your account. You do have a debit card and a credit card, right?
Not a credit card, but a debit card, yes.
Debit card, alright. And if the debit card is linked with your account, sir, like one which account? Is it like your one of your saver account or any other account?
So it's linked to my Access Advantage, ANZ.
All right. So what you need to do, you can see the funds are still safe because what those people did, they have tried to target your ANZ online saver account. Okay. All right. So what you need to do, sir, just for today, you need to ship the funds to your Access Advantage. All right. So that those people will not be able to withdraw the money from your, the funds will not be there, so they will not be able to do that. Alright?
So what should I do? Could you please repeat?
Alright. What you need to do for the security purpose, you need to transfer from your ANZ online saver to your Access Advantage, the funds.
All the money.
All the money. Because no money will be there, so that they will not be able to withdraw that. Alright?
Okay. Should I do it right now?
Yeah, transfer it. Do you know how to transfer, sir?
Yeah. I had just the Cyber Silicon transfer and the ANZ Express Advantage.
You need to transfer from your online saver to your Access Advantage. So on the right hand side, you need to first. Yes. Now you can you see any option that transfer? Click on transfer.
Yes.
All right. Now it will be getting transferred. All right.
ANZ Access Advantage. Okay.
Yeah.
Transfer. All right. From ANZ Online Seva to ANZ Access Advantage, right?
Yes. Perfect, sir. Transfer now.
Okay. Transfer now. Done.
Yeah. Click on yes. Click on.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Now click on close. Okay.
Okay, so
on your ANZ Access Advantage, all the money has been shifted there. Right. Now, people, whoever try to withdraw the gift card, the money will be also transferred back to your ANZ Access Advantage, the funds which have been tried to withdraw, right? And you might be getting $50 to $100 extra, sir, because you are cooperating with the ACSC security server, so you might be getting a reward, a referral reward, okay?
Okay, thank you. But when will I get my money back? And approximately how
many
days?
Right now, we will be helping you to cancel up, and it will be credited back into your account within 2 to 4 hours. Once you receive the email for the cancellation, after that, once you receive the email, Once you receive that email for the cancellation, after 2 to 4 hours, the funds will be showing into your account, okay?
Okay, so.
All right. Now you do one thing, sir. Your Access Advantage account is linked with your credit debit card, right?
I think so, yes.
All right. Now, you can click on that Access Advantage account. Click on that.
Okay, I did.
All right. Okay. Now, can you see option there, Manage? Click on Manage.
Manage, okay.
All right. Now, this is the card. Can you see your Access Advantage card ending up?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Is the card is with you right now, sir?
Yeah, the debit card is with me, yeah.
All right. Now, you can log out from here. Now, we will be going ahead and canceling those transactions. Log out.
Log out. So, should I click on Manage Card?
No. Click on back arrow. You can see somewhere on the top, there is a back
okay.
arrow. All right.
Okay.
Again, click on the back arrow. Again, click on the back arrow.
Okay.
All right. Now, log out from here. Click on Profile. Bottom down,
yeah.
Profile.
Okay. Okay.
The profile option.
Yeah.
Now, click on Log Out.
Okay.
Log out.
Yep.
Now,
done.
You can close the ANZ app. And sir, apart from the ANZ, you do have any other application, any other banking app on your phone apart from the ANZ?
No, I don't think so. I landed in Australia a month ago, and I only have one bank account in this country, which is ANZ.
ANZ. All right. Not an issue, sir. Now, you do have a Zip account or a PayPal. You also use Zip or PayPal?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, swipe your screen, check other application on your phone. If there is something new that you have never used it.
Okay,
you haven't done anything like that. All right. Now, what you need to do is, you use ZPay. You do have a ZPay?
A ZPay?
Yeah.
I don't even know what's that.
Okay, not an issue, sir. Can you see there is a GPay on your mobile phone? Any application?
Okay. You're talking about Google Pay. Okay, GPay.
Yeah, open up that.
Okay. Yeah, GPay, okay, Google Pay.
Right. Once you open up that, check your balance.
My balance, but couldn't check bank balance. So the thing is, the balance which I and Google Pay is linked with my Indian bank account, my home country.
Okay, I understand. But sir, as those hackers have reached your network, so on the same network you are also using this Indian account, right?
Maybe I do not have any idea.
All right,
but maybe.
All right, just try to check your balance. Once you check that,
I cannot. I cannot because my SIM card has been changed. So without a SIM card, my.
Okay. Not an issue, sir. You can close this page. You can close it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what we are going to do is you need to be handy with the card because the transaction which was being attempted by those people, we are going to block that. And what those people did, they have tried to register yourself on a different application. Go to the Play Store again.
Okay, I have.
All right. Now, on the Play Store, on the search, type the ZIP. Z-I-P. ZIP.
Z-I-P. Okay, ZIP?
Yeah, ZIP Pay. Give a space, ZIP Pay.
ZipPay.
It's
Zip Shop Now Pay Later. That's the one?
Yeah, install. Click on install. Because on this application, you might be getting $1,500 rewarded, sir. Because this is also the application that was being used by those hackers.
Okay.
So you are on this application, your details are being involved. So we need to block it. That's the reason we are asking you to secure it, okay?
Okay.
Once you're done with that, do let me know. Is it downloading?
Yeah, it's downloading. Just wait a minute.
All right, sir. Once it will be complete, sir, you can see the options are open. Once you tap on open, do let me know.
Okay, I have opened the app.
All right. Now wait.
So they're calling me again, private number 3. I just declined it. Okay.
All right. Now click on sign up. Can you see Zip Pay now, later, sign up?
Yeah.
All right. Now can you see you will be getting $1,000 right now, right?
$1,000.
Click on sign up now. Because most people, illegally they try to enter your mobile phone number.
So should I enter my mobile number?
Yeah, with O. It should be starting up with O. Yes,
okay.
Perfect. Once you enter the details, sir, do let me know. You might be getting a cancel. Have you received any code?
Just wait a minute.
Okay, now click on Let's Go.
Okay.
All right. Now put the details, sir. Asking you the details, put it down.
Should I put it according to my passport?
Yes. The details as it's asking you.
Okay, sure.
Once you put the details, do let
me. Yeah, should I confirm that I'm going to fill out citizen?
Yes, sir. You need to click on that.
Okay.
Click on continue.
Okay.
Now you need to click connect to bank because on your bank account the funds will be transferred. Select your bank, sir.
Okay. ANZ?
Yeah. You are holding an account with ANZ, right?
Yep.
All right. Do you remember the details of your internet banking?
Wait, I have my CRN right here. Just wait a minute.
And you do remember your password as well, sir.
I think so. Just wait a minute.
Make sure you enter the details. Check it, sir, the CRN number. There should be no spaces.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a minute. Should I click on connect?
Yeah, click on connect. Wait for a moment. Is something coming up or is it still loading?
It's loading.
Because this is the verified server, so your details should be verified with this server. So that in the near future, if somebody try to do any illegal things, the server will already make them block. Because you are already canceling it from here, right?
Yeah.
Wait, it might take some time. Because everything is started from the network, sir, your IP address, which has been changed, right?
But it's amazing because I did not have any idea about this.
That's the reason, sir. Because somehow, and have you visited for a grocery or a shopping while using your card?
Wait a minute, sir. You can log into your bank account.
Try again, sir.
Okay.
And you do have a PayPal?
No, I don't think so.
No, you have a PayPal account. You do have a PayPal?
I don't think so.
All right. Try to click on your connect to bank. Click on that. Click on close this page. It's not working. Okay, again click on sign up. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm just...
All right. Now you see how those hackers are not allowing you to add a security. There is a problem creating. Wait for a moment, because your network and your internet banking has been already been in. Try to access by those people from a different location. That's the reason it's not working, it might be. And there is still the problem is continuing with your network. If it will not done, I will do the further cancellation of those gift card, okay? Okay, click OK, got it. You don't have a PayPal account, right?
No, I don't have a PayPal account.
Okay, you can close this page and go to the Google.
Okay.
Go to the Google. Now, the final cancellation, the cancellation thing will be going on. On the Google, type the woolsworth.com.au.
Should I go on Woolworth or Woolies or Woolworth online?
No. There is something. You have opened up some wrong website, sir. Close it. Again, type there Woolworth gift card. Type Woolworth gift cards .com.au.
Woolworth
gift card.
Woolworth.gift card.
.com.au.
.com.au. No, this time can't delete.
Okay, you can delete it. Delete it.
Okay.
Click on the back arrow. Now, type there buy, B-U-Y, buy.
B-U-Y.
B for boy. B for boy.
Okay, boy.
No, it's B-U, buy. Like as something you purchase, buy. Yeah. Buy space, give a space. Apple. Buy Apple gift card. Woolworth. Apple gift card. Gift cards. Woolworth. Woolworth.
Woolworth.
Yeah, perfect. Woolworth. Click search for that. Perfect. Now click on the very first option, Apple Entertainment, all gift cards.
Okay.
Because this is the website, sir. From this website, those people try to purchase 3 gift cards. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now we will be canceling up you. All right. Now come down. Scroll the page down. Yeah.
Okay.
Make it 3.
When? Here?
All right. Yes. Now make it 3.
Select a gift card type, e-gift card, maximum gift card per order, 3. That's the one?
Come down.
Okay.
Now, where you can see, enter amount. Go up. Go up. Yeah. Can you see the value, the amount? It's showing 100.
Yeah.
Make it 250.
Yeah.
Make it 250. 250.
Okay. So now, what can I do?
Wait, sir, wait. We need to confirm the amount, so give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
So be on the same page.
Okay.
And you have received a message right now. Check it. And have you received any message? Check. There is any new message?
Text message?
Yes, text message.
No, I haven't.
All right. And check your email, sir, as well? Check your email.
Okay, let me.
Go to the email.
No, I don't think so.
All right, not an issue. Go to the Google page back again because the cancellation things will be going up.
Yeah.
Go back to the Google. And sir, grab hold your card because your card details will require when the cancellation will be done. And on that card, on your Access Advantage, the card which is linked up with, you will be receiving all the money there, okay?
Okay, just wait a minute. I have a photo of my card.
Do you have? Right.
Yeah.
All right. What happened? Did you got the image? All right, now make it 3.
Yes.
Right. Now come down.
Okay.
Come down, scroll down, yeah, click on add to cart. Now, sir, you will be see the money will be there, the funds will be available there once you click on add to cart.
And, okay, add to cart, okay.
Okay, now click on view shopping cart. Can you see the $750 is available on your cart? Can you see that?
Just wait a minute. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, this money will be transferred to your account, all right?
Okay.
Now, come down. Go down.
Okay.
Wait. Go down. Yeah. Click on checkout. Before the funds get transferred to you, we need to check out it.
Okay.
All right. Now, enter your email address, which is login on your phone, your current email address.
Yeah.
All right. Enter your mobile phone number. No, without 0. All right. Come down, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Share the details because those people have already used your information. Now, can you see it's asking you below down their address? Yeah, put the address.
Billing address.
Yeah. Your first name, your last name, then the address.
Okay.
Your first name.
Address.
All right.
Yeah.
Now you see each and everything is coming up. Now you need to click on that. I have read. Yeah. Click on proceed to payment and the funds will be transferred into your card. Wait. Now you need to select where do you want the refund. So you need to select credit or debit card, sir. For the refund. Can you see the option there? Yeah, now go to the ANZ card. You do have a card with you? Or the card number?
Yeah, I have.
All right. try to put it down there. Don't read out or don't share it with anyone. Just securely put over there.
But isn't, am I buying gift cards or am I canceling?
No, no, sir. Well, those people have already purchased. So this gift card must be redeemed by those people from the United States. So before they redeem this gift card, we will be sending it back to you with the exact amount, okay? And you will be getting a cancellation email. Because all those gift card details will be sent to those hackers. So we are blocking it. They will be not receiving the gift card. You will be getting the cancellation email and the fund, the $750, it will be refunded back into your ANZ Access Advantage. Because your online saver is not secured, sir. Right?
Yeah. So what should
right,
I do now?
So put the details over there, one by one. And
okay,
the details good. Which you will be entering, sir?
Yeah.
Once you put the details, do let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Because on this card, the money will be refunded back to you. Because your online saver account is not safe. So we cannot refund you the money over there. That's the reason we are asking you to put the details.
Okay.
All right. And make sure you don't make any mistakes.
Yeah,
sure. Okay, wait.
What should I do now?
No, wait, sir. There is some problem. Go up.
This is a valid CVV. The CVV is correct.
Check. One second, check the CVV number. Okay, now you can see it's giving you a green. Click on that. On this card, you are paying the $700. Yes, the 750 AUD will be transferred on your discard. And you will be getting a cancellation code right now, sir. So wait for the code, okay, until it's received to you. Once you receive the cancellation code, the order will be cancelled, then you will be getting an email for the cancellation. All right.
Yeah,
now, wait, you have received an email. Yeah. Put the code. Can you see the code?
Yeah, I can.
All right. It's 995965. All right. Click on verify.
It says here that I'm paying.
No. You will be getting the cancellation message right now. Click on verify. Now the cancellation will be going on. All right.
Okay.
Perfect. Click on save. Wait. All right. Now you see the order. Those people, as they ordered for the gift card, now the gift card are into your account. All right. Now click on go to your email and check. You have received the email of those gift cards, the cancellation email. Check your email. Now can you see the Wolfwalk email? Yeah, tap on the back arrow. This email should be sent it to you before, sir, as those people try to purchase those gift cards. Back arrow, tap on the back arrow again, you will be getting one more email. And wait for a moment, sir. Don't be on the same email page. Don't try to do anything.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, this is the invoice mail because those hackers try to purchase the gift card, so this is the cancellation invoice. Now, tap on the back arrow again, you will be again getting one more cancellation email.
Okay.
One more email. Wait for that. It might take some time. Try to refresh your email and wait until you receive the new one. All right. Now you see the gift card email has been come up to you. Open up that.
So.
All right. Open that email. Now the cancellation email will be there, sir. on the wool swap.
So will I receive another email?
No, no, you need to open the last one that you have received right now, the wool swap deep star email.
From the top, the first one. View details?
Yeah, now you can see. Yeah, click on view details. Now you understand, sir, the cancellation, these are the cancellation email notification. Come down.
Cool.
Wait. Come down. Go down. More down. No. Go back to the email. You are on the wrong page. Yeah, click on view details. Click on view details. Click on view details.
Okay.
Yes, perfect. Wait. Now, go up a little bit. Go up.
Okay.
Close it down.
Okay. Now what?
Again, click on view details.
View details. Okay.
All right. Now, is something coming up now?
Yeah, it's just the page is just opening.
Come down. Okay, come down. Wait, sir. Go up, little bit up. Go up. You can see there will be your redemption number, your Apple gift card code. This is the cancellation code that you have received.
Okay.
All right. Now, each of the cards, there are three cards. Each of the cards, there is a cancellation code. Now, open up the second one. Close this. Tap on the back arrow. All right. Now, check the second one. Perfect. Now, wait. Yeah, wait. Can you see? This is the each and every card has a particular code, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now check the third one.
Okay.
View details. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Again.
All right, now you can close this page.
Okay.
Close for the whole page. And go back to the Google and wait. And sir, don't try to log into your account right now because we have secured and we have tried to transfer the funds back to you. Now, on the Google, close this page. All right. Now type over there PayPal. PayPal. Yeah. Click on PayPal. The first option. Yeah, click on sign up. Sign up for PayPal account. Tap on the back arrow. Sign up for your PayPal account. Perfect. Now, click on sign up now. Click on that. All right, enter your mobile phone number. Perfect. Click on next. You have received a code from the PayPal. Wait, sir. Yeah, click on allow. The code will be automatically coming up there. Yes. Now put your email address, do your details. And you are creating the password. You need to remember this password.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, click on next. Alright, now put the details.
So should I select I, Javed Chaudhary, I'm a tax resident of a country outside of Australia?
Yeah, outside of Australia, yes.
Okay.
Click on the boxes, both of them, yeah, agree and create account. right. Now you need to select.
So should I select Australia?
Yes, Australia.
But I can't fail and learn more language in Armenia or Azerbaijan.
Go to the top.
Yeah, I can't see Australia over here.
Okay, tap on the back arrow somewhere outside.
Okay.
Click on add country. Alright, you need to select your country, sir. Where are you from?
Oh, okay, I'm from India, okay. So, should I select no against index identification number for India?
No, no, don't do anything. Now, okay. Click on certify and continue.
Or
you can do, I will do this later. Click on that bottom down, I will do this later.
Okay.
Perfect. Now put your card details there, your ANZ. Yeah, you are already there. Yeah, enter the CVV. Click on that, confirm, perfect. Now click on yes. Perfect. All right. Now click on continue to home. Okay. Now click on that.
Where exactly?
Can you see your account has been locked? Right now you can spend or receive money together. We can fix this. Click on that.
Okay.
Now, wait, what is asking you for the information? Okay.
Well, my TFN hasn't come yet. I applied for it, but it hasn't come.
Okay, you can close it. Close this page.
Okay.
Close the whole page and close it from the background as well. And go to the Zip application. Back to the Zip app. That IP.
Okay.
Click on sign up. Again. Yeah, click on sign up now. Yeah, put the number starting up with O. Click on copy. Can you see copy?
It says let's go.
Yeah, click on let's go. Yeah, put your date of birth. Now connect to PayPal. Don't connect with your bank account. Click on connect to PayPal.
Okay.
Yeah, put your email. Click on next. Yeah, put the password that you created with the people. Click on login. All right.
Yeah, it says the email is not confirmed. So,
go to
the user mobile number?
No, go to the Google.
Go to Google, okay.
Yeah. Now, open up the PayPal again. Yes. Log into the PayPal. We're going to log in now. Yeah. Log in now. Yeah, enter your password. All right. Now, go back to the... Now, don't close this page. Go to your email. You have received an email from the PayPal. As well. Check your email. Yes. Click on that, the email. the first one. Come down. Okay, close this email. Click on the second one. Come down.
Provide information now.
Yeah, click on that. Perfect. Now, can you see the notification? It's showing you one notification on the paper. Click on the notification.
Confirm
email address. Yes, perfect. Yes. Send email. Perfect. Now, go to your email once again. Send email. Click on send email.
Yeah.
All right. Tap on the back arrow. Refresh. Yes. Activate your new account. Confirm my email address. Click on that. Perfect. Now enter your password. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Now go back to the Git. Yes, now enter your password. Okay, agree and connect. Click on that. Wait, so it might take some time.
No, I don't think it's happened, though.
It will be working, sir. It might take some time, but it will be working. Not moving, not going anywhere?
Yeah, it's nothing's happening. So, should I connect to main?
Yeah, click on X. Can you see the X on the top somewhere?
No, it's not happening.
Wait for a couple of minutes. If it is not working, we will be doing it once again, okay? Click on the blue line. Can you see P as dot dot dot? Now you are leaving PayPal. Can you see the blue arrow? Try to click over there.
Blue arrow?
Yeah, with the three dot. Click on the blue arrow. Is it working?
I don't see it anywhere. Where exactly?
Can you see you are now leaving PayPal? Can you see that?
You are now leaving PayPal.
Yeah,
under
that,
Google.
Under the Google. Above that, you can see the arrow, the blue arrow.
Okay.
Click, try to tap on that arrow.
Well, I have, yeah. I will be connected to the home page, yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah, I did.
It's not working?
No, wait a minute.
Okay, you do one thing, close everything. Close each and everything. And back to your normal home page. Close all the pages from the background.
Okay.
Did you close? Have you closed it?
Yeah.
Okay, now go back to the Joho application, sir. Back to the Joho application. Yes, Joho Office. And again, you can see the session ended, right?
No, so what should I do? Start recording or casting?
No, wait. Click cancel everything. End session. Click on end session.
End session, okay.
Now, you can again you can see enter session fee, right?
Yeah.
Type your 576.
576.
223.
Sorry?
223.
223.
1718.
1718.
Yeah. Now again press on join. Again press on join.
Yeah, I did. Allow access?
Yeah, allow access.
Okay. Start now? Recording?
Yeah. Yeah, start now. Not recording, only start now. Okay. Click on later and go back to the zip.
Go back to where?
Zip application, the web IP, zip app.
Okay.
Open up that.
Sign up?
Yeah, again click on sign up. Click on sign up now. Enter your mobile number. Because sir, this application has been tried to create by those people. They have tried to take money from this application. So we need to block it.
Okay.
804-231. Okay, let's go. Date of birth. Continue. Connect to PayPal. Continue.
Yeah, it says we weren't able to confirm your identity.
Yeah, click on OK, got it. Again, click on Continue, PayPal.
No, I can't.
Try to click on Connect to Bank.
Connect to Bank. ANZ.
Select your ANZ, yes. Customer number, CRN number. Answer for today. Make sure don't try to log into your online application because the IP address has been changed. If any money get debited, sir, we have the insurance of each and every fund. So each and every fund will be refunded back to you from the ANZ, all right? So don't worry about that.
Okay, wait a minute. 210.
And for today, don't try to log in into your account.
Okay.
And if we need, we will ring you up tomorrow. What the time you will be free?
Okay.
Okay. Is it working, sir? It's not allowing you.
No, it's loading. Yeah, it's not allowing me.
Okay. At the free time, don't try to do it once again, sir, because your internet banking might be put on hold by the ANZ Banking Corporation. Alright? So what you need to do, you need to just delete the ANZ app. That's for today. And tomorrow, again, you can download it. Remove it from your phone.
Okay.
Delete that.
Okay.
And tomorrow, just after 24 hours, you can install it back again. And on the zip, try to connect your account with the PayPal or with the ANZ, right? With your internet banking and password. Try to connect with the jeep at the free time. And tomorrow, wait for my call. What the time you will be available, sir?
You can call me at this time. It's okay.
All right. The same time I can ring you up tomorrow?
Yeah, sir.
All right, sir. And do not sell any of your potentials or any details to anybody, all right?
Okay. Sure, sir.
Okay, sir. All right. Have a nice day. Lovely talking to you. Thank you for banking with the ANZ. Wait for the call tomorrow and just try to register yourself with the PayPal account. Okay?
Okay. Stop. Thank you.
All right.